Blog Talk Radio.
The very first time that I saw your brown eyes, your lips said hello and I said hi. I knew right then you were the one. But I was caught up in physical attraction, but to my satisfaction, baby, you were more than just a face. And if I
ever fall
in love
again,
I will be sure that
the lady is afraid.
Like you. Oh, yeah. The very next time to be my friend. If I say that I could be your one and only,
promise
that you'll never leave me lonely, I just wanna be the one you need. Oh, baby, I just want to be the one to serve you. Sometimes I feel as if I don't deserve you. I cherish every moment that we share. And if I
ever fall
in love
again,
I will be sure that
the lady is afraid.
Someone who'll be my friend,
my
friend, to be with me through thick and thin. Please share my love with me, my friend. I need someone like you. And if I ever fall in love,
so true,
I will be sure that the lady just like you.
Welcome to Hear No Evil. I'm your host, Darlene Lewis. Please call in on Thursdays at 6:30 to 7:30 at 347-989-0761. So you want to be a star. You want to be a model, a singer, an actress. Well, if you think you have what it takes, then call in and promote yourself. Those of you that think you have what it takes, let the listeners rate you. Do not take it personal. This is your chance to shine. Well, there's been so much news about Tiger Woods and his alleged relationship outside of his marriage. And it's just sad, you know. It's really sad that Tiger is being treated as though he's so special that he's not a human being. I was reading recently in the Daily News that the New York party girl linked to Tiger Woods abruptly canceled a Thursday press conference where she was expected to dish on their reported dalliances. Rachel Achitel's celebrity lawyer, Gloria Alfred, said in a statement they pulled the plug on the pressure due to unforeseen circumstances. Asked if there are plans to reschedule, Alred told a Daily News reporter, no comment. Meanwhile, a Las Vegas nightclub executive who reportedly romped with Woods denied sleeping with the golfer. Sometimes I'll deal with celebrities on my job on a day-to-day basis just to touch base with people. Kalika Mokin 27 told Us Weekly. But it's completely untrue that there's anything more than a professional, how are you doing? Are you enjoying your time in Vegas? Conversation. Mokin didn't confirm or deny an affair when she was questioned earlier by Life and Style magazine, which quoted an insider saying she and Woods hooked up a bunch of times in Las Vegas during the weekend of October 23rd. Now, Tiger told Kalika that married life isn't all it's built up to be, the source said. Another one of Woods' reported purported mistress, 24-year-old cocktail waitress Jamie Grubbs, has told Us Weekly that Woods gave her the same sad story and produced a bunch of text messages and voicemails to back up her claims of an affair with the golfer. Now, Ukatel, 34, has also denied cavorting with Woods and insisted it was a coincidence that they were in Australia at the same time last month and at the same hotel. Woods' half-sister Roy said she was surprised by the reports of her brother's adulterous affairs, but I do wish Tiger the best, she told a news reporter. Woods on Wednesday publicly apologized for his transgressions, but didn't go into details. He did, however, defend his wife Ellen and called reports of domestic violence utterly false and malicious. The couple reportedly has a prenuptial agreement worth $300 million, which could make this one of the most expensive celebrity divorces in history if Ellen decides to spill. According to TMZ.com, they said the argument between Woods and Nordegren on November 27 that resulted in the golfer storming out of his Orlando area mansion and crashing his SUV into a fire hydrant was sparked by Ukatel. Nordegren caught Woods texting Ukatel an hour before the crash. She grabbed the phone and tried to call Ukatel, according to TMZ. Woods and his wife argued and the phone broke, TMZ reported. The 33-year-old golfer escaped criminal charges for crashing his Cadillac Escalade, but his squeaky clean image was totaled. Sad. You know, it's sad because, you know, we were just hearing about Rihanna and Chris Brown, Nas and Khalees, Lil Wayne and Lauren London and Lil Wayne and Hoya and Lil Wayne and Nivea, and how Tiger Woods, it's sad. Love can be so addictive. I'll be right back.
Let me talk to him. I guess you know you made it when they start talking about you, right? Welcome to fame. Yeah. Y'all don't pay me no mind. Gotta get some stuff off my chest.
This young, energetic, famous, but don't really sweat it. Rich enough, fairly hot. So basically, sex is not difficult to get. That ain't my fault, no, no. Listen, and judge. I might take advantage once or twice. People tell me I'm not right, thinking that sex runs my life, but that just ain't it. So let me clear it up for those who have obviously misread the code. Listen to me now. Now, now, yeah.
Welcome to Hear No Evil. Who's calling? Welcome to Hear No Evil. Who's calling? Who's on the air?
Terry Moore.
Hi, Terry.
What's going on, lady? How you been?
Oh, Terry, it's so good to hear your voice. What's going on?
Likewise.
Everything. You have an open line.
Good stuff. Good stuff. How you doing? What's been happening?
Listen, you know how I do. I'm always trying to get the word out some kind of way.
Oh, you're doing a great job. Doing a great job.
Just trying to promote the radio show. You know, Blog Talk Radio has really, really helped me, you know, with my endeavors as far as promotion, because, you know, trying to get on syndicated radio is very hard and very expensive, but thank goodness satellite radio exists.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. You know, I tell people all the time the internet is just opening the doors for everyone to build their dreams and do what they want to do.
That's right. So, Terry, what have you been up to? Let everyone know who you are, what you do, and what you've been doing.
Wow, my history. Well, you know, me and you, as my man Ernie would say, we go back like car seats, way back like car seats. But, you know, been very blessed to do public relations from everybody from MC Light to Audio 2 and work with Positive K and the Hope First Priority crew, did some stuff with Billboard Magazine and MTV. Real blessed to be on the Self-Destruction Project. Came down to Atlanta in 94, started working with Coca-Cola. That was a blessing. Then started doing some independent PR. And right now just doing music consultants. Got a couple other projects that I'm working on. But, you know, just keeping the grinding going and making a bunch of things happen.
Now, the theme for tonight is for people that are unsigned and they're trying to get into the business. Can you recommend, you know, any advice for them? But just before you answer that, let's find out. We have another caller. We have another caller on the air calling from 404 area code. How are you? Welcome to Hear No Evil.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, how are you? Who am I speaking with?
This is Terrence Steele with the Georgia Film Foundation.
Wow, you're calling from Georgia?
Yes. Where are you located at?
We're in New York, but you're on the phone with a very, very important person, Mr. Terry Moore, who's also in Georgia.
Yeah.
So say hello to each other.
Good to meet you, man. Doing? Good to meet you. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
What's your name, sir, caller that just called in?
First name Terrence, last name Steele.
Terrence. Terry Moore was about to talk about how to break into the music or the entertainment industry. And are you someone that's in the entertainment industry?
Well, yes, I have a nonprofit down here. It's called the Georgia Film Foundation. And what we do is we screen independent films by young filmmakers. We also conduct workshops for high school and for high school students who want to learn about filmmaking, and we also offer scholarship opportunities for high schoolers who want to study journalism and filmmaking and theater. And so that's basically what I do.
Okay, one second. We have a third caller calling in. Hold on. Tonight's a busy night. This is an open forum.
Yeah.
Welcome to Hear No Evil. You are tuned in to Hear No Evil, and I'm Darlene Lewis, and who may I ask am I speaking with?
Peace, Darlene Lewis. This is Joe Conzo from the Boogie Down Bronx.
Oh, my God. Legendary. Wow, Joe Conzo, how are you?
How you doing, sweets? I'm doing fine. I called to give you some love. God bless you.
Oh, my God. Thank you very much. I'm on the phone with Terrence Steele from Georgia and legendary famous publicist, I'm sorry, Terry Moore. So everyone say hello.
Hey,
hello, everybody. Peace and blessings.
Now, Terry was about to give some advice to individuals that wanted to break into the industry. And I would like all of you guys to network with each other, exchange phone numbers if you have things coming on. But Terry, please, what advice would you give individuals that want to break into the industry briefly?
Well, definitely real quick, you know, it's all about marketing and building a brand and really getting your name out there. You really have to show as an artist that you're different than any other artist out there. You know, you may say that you're an R&B artist, but if I'm a promoter or a publicist or a manager, how can I promote you that's different than any other R&B artist? So it's all about branding, promotion, and marketing.
Mm-hmm. Now, Terrence has a film company and it's a nonprofit, and he says he's helping individuals. How does that work within the pub? How would you promote a film company on his level?
As far as on his level, if he's got a film company, he's basically, you know, what makes me think of a film company, I don't know if you're familiar with a brother by the name of Will Packer and Rob Hardy. And Will Packer and Rob Hardy's got a film company down here called Rainforest Films. Mm-hmm. And they really built a brand down here in Atlanta way before Tyler Perry came through in regards to building independent films that were picked up by major distributors. And these guys were, you know, when they got started, they were probably in their early 20s when they first hit the Atlanta scene. But now they're doing major projects. In fact, they're working on Stomp the Yard 2 after having a lot of success with ATL Stomp the Yard and the Twas series. So they built that brand with Rainforest Films.
Wow, and that's interesting. Now, all of you three have something in common, and Joe is a link for both of you because without pictures, you know, or without stills to go along with your marketing package, it just, the visual is very important. Is that right, Joe?
So I've been told, Darlene, so I've been told. But yes, the visuals are very important in any aspect of this so-called game to get into today. I've just been fortunate enough that, you know, I've been taking these visuals, these pictures for the past 30 years as some of the pioneers of hip-hop, and I've been fortunate enough that people today, 30, 35 years later, are still interested in hip-hop and how it first started. But, you know, getting back to the topic of discussion, yeah, it's a difficult task to break into. But with perseverance and determination, you know, anybody can do it pretty much. But you got to have that edge, like Terry was saying. You got to have something different than the next guy.
So, Mr. Steele?
Yes.
When is your film festival taking place?
Well, we screen films throughout the year, and our next one is it's called Atlanta's Winter Red Carpet, and we're going to have that on December 19th in downtown Atlanta. We're going to be screening some independent films by some young filmmakers. We're going to have some door prizes, some appetizers. The bar is going to be open, you know, so if you want to get your drink on, you can get your drink on. So it should be we're going to have a lot of fun. So the next one is December 19th.
And how does filmmakers – you said young filmmakers, so I guess that kicks me out. But how would filmmakers get in contact with you if they wanted to participate in some of your upcoming events?
Well, they can just call me directly, and my number is 404-407-0324, or they can email me, or they can email us at GeorgiaFilmFoundation@gmail.com, and you spell out Georgia. And the good thing about it is right now it's free to submit your film. And so even if we don't show your film, well, we won't be able to show it on December 19th, but we have another screening. It's called For Movie Lovers Only in February. So we can show it there, or we can show it at our Onyx International Film Festival, which is in October. So the opportunities are open year-round.
Now, what's the capacity of the audiences that actually come in and see these festivals?
Well, it's usually 18 and up, but for the one on December 19th, it's 21 and up. That's really the audience that we're targeting.
And is it in a large venue or is it like a small venue? Is there a space?
It's a small venue. It's big, but we're in a private area, and so we're cutting off at 300 people, 300 guests.
Okay.
The dress is semi-formal, so, you know, it is grown and sexy, no Tims or no tennis shoes or nothing like that.
And could you just let our listeners know, like, the address of where the location is?
Yes, it's at, it's called Utopia. And that's downtown Atlanta. That's at 840 Marietta Street.
Great. Well, I want to thank you for calling in, Mr. Steele, and I wish you a lot of luck. And I will refer individuals to you. Please reach out to me on Facebook with all your updates?
Okay, I definitely will. I definitely will. I appreciate you letting me get on and talk about it for a second.
Oh, no problem. That's what we're all about. Hear no evil. And Joe, what do you have coming up?
Well, right now I have a huge exhibition at the Bronx Museum. It's my first exhibition at the Bronx Museum, which I'm really proud of. It's a
wow, that's big
exhibition with Henry Chalfant, Martha Cooper, Charlie Ahern, the Attach Crew, Africa Bambaataa, Easy AD, and the exhibition is called Urban Archives. So I'm really proud of that.
Wow. What's the
concourse,
right?
Yeah, 165 in the Grand Concourse, and that'll be up until March. So I'm really excited about that. I just got some news the other day that my book, Born in the Bronx, is being re-released in German, in Germany.
Beautiful.
So I'm excited about that. And there's a few things coming along here and there, and just keep them busy. But, you know, just supporting my family and calling you up and supporting what you're doing, Darlene.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, it's so good to hear from the legends and even the new people. It's good to know that everybody that I met over 25, 30 years ago are still around. And
that's
still
right.
Relevant.
That's right. We're still here and there. You know, Bambaataa's still doing his thing. Grandmaster Caz, you know, the Treacherous Three. We're all still around, you know, doing our thing. It's a shame that, you know, most of them have to go overseas to get the love that they deserve. But you know what? Love is love. And
yeah,
if America and New York can't respect some of their pioneers or give their love, I'm pretty sure Japan and Korea and Amsterdam got all the love we need out there. So it's a good thing. It's been a blessing for all of us.
Well, you know, I'm a ranger, you know, with the Parks Department, and I've had several meetings, you know, in regards to promoting the legends. And so I'm working on some steps to stardom, which will highlight the chronological life of hip-hop in the Bronx in some of the parks. So I'm just getting the approvals. It's a lot of paperwork. They're putting me through a lot of runarounds, but I'm determined that you will see the name etched either in a bench or on steps in Cedar Playground.
My hat's off to you, because you've done a tremendous job with what you do, you know, with your radio show, with your book, with, you know, just keeping
the word out there with the TV
That's
program,
it.
Which airs every Wednesday at 6:30 on
That's
the
it.
Time
and God
morning.
Bless you. And you know, you can always support. You can always count on us for support. So, you know, God bless you what you're doing.
And I need to come up to see your work, because I am always in the Bronx, so I definitely will show some love.
Yeah, girlfriend, stop by the Bronx Museum. It's free, and just go check it out. It's an amazing collection. I mean, even Bambaataa donated to this collection, and it's just awesome. It really is awesome.
Wow. So it's all stills, right?
It's stills. Charlie Ahern has some movies up there. It's photography.
Wow,
it's clothing. It's a whole array of stuff. And, you know, the who's who in terms of the documenters, you know, contributed to this exhibit. And I'm just so blessed to be in the same room.
I'm happy, but I really wish you would have contacted me, because I have crazy footage. Crazy footage, but, you know, I have all my stuff on DVD at lulu.com.
Well, next one, baby. Next one.
Next one.
Let's hook up, get the stuff out there, and start putting your work out there, too. Why not?
Yeah, I got to do something, because I'm showing it on TV and promoting it on lulu.com. But
awesome.
That's a good thing, though. I'm going to definitely.
Maybe you and I could do a show together.
Listen, you let me know. I'm there. You know, but
Born in the Bronx and Bling Before the, you know, your book and my book. That would be awesome.
Wow. That would be crazy.
That would be awesome. Yes.
Wait a minute, but you may have some blackmail pictures of some of the people.
Oh, stop it.
I know you
stop
have
it.
Some really old old crush footage. I know you got that footage.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Terry, isn't that amazing? Now, Joe has been documenting hip-hop, like, from the 70s on. Do you understand how serious that is?
That's you know, that's history right there.
Thank you. That's crazy. But I thank both of you for calling in. And is there anything coming up, Clary, that we need to know about? I know you were doing prepaid legal. What happened with that? You gave it up?
I'm actually still doing prepaid legal. That's going very well for me. You know, a lot of artists need it. I mean, it's an avenue where you can get access to a law firm for about $25 a month. And I just started with a company about 3 months ago called Send Out Cards. It's working real well for me. And the concept with Send Out Cards is you go online, just like you're getting a greeting card, that you want to pick out. And when you click the button, the Utah will actually card out and mail it for you. So we're trying to merge Walmart and Netflix together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's
technology
great.
Technology with greeting card where you don't even have to worry about going to the store and getting a greeting card and trying to get to the post office and buying stamps. Now, just like Netflix, all you got to do is put the card out and click the send button after you write a personal message, and the company will mail the card out. Now we've got about 10,000 cards in our system,
mm-hmm.
and last year we sent out about 13 million cards.
Awesome. Congrats.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
and now, as far as the cards are concerned, can you design your own or are they pre-made cards?
They're all customizable cards where you can actually upload your own personal pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to, you can actually, when you type out a message on the card,
mm-hmm.
the card will actually print out with your signature.
Unbelievable.
And that's you can actually send cookies and brownies with the card. And for example, let's say somebody's got a birthday in February, and you really don't want to forget that they've got the birthday. What you can do is go into the computer, set up the card to go out on that birthday in February. You don't have to worry about it anymore. It'll print out for you in February, and they'll mail it out for you.
Now, Terry, how does one get involved with that? How does one order or take part of that?
A couple of things that they can do. They can give me a call directly, and I'll leave my number, which is 678-732-4499. 678-732-4499, and they can also go to my website, which is sendoutcards.com/TMOIER, and they can actually send the card out for me. I'll pay for it.
Unbelievable. Well, that's right. Wonderful. Well, Joe, I mean, this sounds like something you may consider.
No, I'm like it's rolling in my head and stuff to see how I could use that. But God bless. Awesome.
Okay, guys. Well, thank you so much for calling. And
peace, Darlene.
I really appreciate your support, and I guess I'll see and chat with you guys on Facebook.
Absolutely.
You got it. God bless.
Incredible.
Peace, guys.
Thanks, Terry. Thanks, Joe.
You got it. Peace.
Okay.
Peace out.
Such wonderful, iconic individuals. That I have been blessed to know. Once again, these individuals are trying to be independent. They are independent. They're doing things that are wonderful. These are people of color that decided to take their destiny in their own hands. And, you know, I am truly blessed just to know them. Well, back to our online showcase. This song is from Bone Rock, a rapper produced by Eric from Big E's E-Spot Productions. Call us at 347-989-0761 to let us know how you like the record, and we'll get back to you shortly. Thank you.
Great. You talking about $1 million cash.
Right.
In just 4 months. Look, we're going to take that $300,000. We're going to buy 30 keys of coke, man. The best shit in town. Rocks and lumps as big as marbles. No cut. And with the family we got set up now, we can deal 30 keys in 4 months. And then we off the street for the rest of our lives with $1 million in cash, man.
Based on a true story. I was in the game. Mad coke, fast cars. Guns up the ass. The niggas who had hearts to blast. Living life. Gambling stacks, shooting dice. I remember.
trust nobody else on the block, but I can't shut down shop. Got to manipulate with these ducats. Jealousy lurks, but fuck it. 600 rows, tinted up. Figure me out, flooded with movies like a rich sheet. Playing for keeps, banging niggas like some Harlem freaks. You thought you knew me, plans to do me blew up in your face. Conspiracy, caught a body with no case. My world shaped bones like three dice. Sneaky as a heist. Rebel against niggas for this luck life. Pure to the game. No information, no names. Loyalty, nigga, get the keys to the fucking range. Work your whole money, want to give it all to you, sonny. A big nigga, but you sexual, playing a deadly game. Long lines of cocaine, a dope connect. A half a million in Western Union check. Sitting on snow, lady sucking me like a bobo. Living with chances, understanding that I could bleed too. Nobody's invulnerable, I hold weight like a triple beam. Not for a sting, but it's crooked cream and crazy dreams. To redeem gold and platinum by telling my niggas what's happening. Drug related and grams is how I elevated. And fascinated by mansion and yacht. Stocks and bonds down Columbia's on a coke from I was in the game. Mad coke, fast cars, guns up the ass. And niggas who had hearts to blast. Living life, gambling stacks, shooting dice. I remember, of course, I used to stash dope and write. Times changed. Now I'm into different things. Writing rhymes, enjoying the money that it brings. Still packing, smoking 20 sacks and missing the action. Sometimes I feel like dancing again. Flipping 5 keys and then be ghost. But I know the feds watch. I know the feds watch. Rest in peace to all the boss players that was found under the Himalayas. I guess cause they run was over. Time was up. He softened up. I seen it all. Seeds grow when trees fall. I don't start playing ball with professionals. Making wise guys vegetables. Surviving off drugs and rubber gloves. My cup was the same. Hanging out large from the fucking plane. I was in the game. Muse carrying cocaine. My man's on life support. Got caught. Wants me to pull a plug. Still going bad. Find him laying them tell him park. These streets is real. Niggas slinging drugs to eat a meal. Cops toss cause they say I'm connected to the sauce. Pulled my coat. Told me to tell a man he wants some grams. And 2 tickets to a foreign land with white sand. Complimented my clothes and left me froze. As he walked he turned and said bye bye black boy. Exposed his gap. Jumped in a Caprice heading east. The game is real. Addicts kill niggas lose grams. Watch the body count while hoodies spray the earth. And outlaws take over turf. I was in the game. Mad coke, fast cars, guns up the ass of niggas who had hearts to blast. Living life, gambling stacks, shooting dice. I remember, of course, I used to stash dope and write. Times change, now I'm into different things. Writing rhymes, enjoying the money that it brings. Still packing, smoking 20 sacks and missing the action. Sometimes I feel like dancing again. Flipping 5 keys and then be ghost. But I know the feds watch, I know the feds watch.
Alone, bad to the bone. Convicts move quick, some be out of flicks. scared of the bricks. Dick ordered too many hits. The streets love stories. Gangsters conquer for glory. My category is my predicament. Dealing with this recipe, shit in the environment. Pouring liquor, smoking dope. While cleaning out my Roscoe's. Linking them old money with my shifty peeps. Living rough, staying tough and ambitious to the end. Thirsty when I talk like a kingpin and study marvelous murders. Every day is a blessing. Every night is a venture. I'm living every day real rough in this rotten city. Kinda stressed out cause I see what my life's about. Conspiracy, treachery, rules my mind. Marvelous murders change the world every time. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm a shot.
Baby, that's DL2, formerly known as the Meows, produced by B-Fast, legendary B-Fast and Just Music. Here's another selection that they've created entitled Freeze. Check it out.
Walk in, and if you don't
Well, if you like those songs, please call us now at 347-989-0761. Or if you are a singer, a rapper, poet, and you want to show it, give us a call. Now, Eminem is gracing the cover of the next Complex magazine with the headline, I Am Legend. The rap superstar revealed to the magazine that his rapping days are coming to an end and that he would like to conquer acting next. We just haven't found anything that's been the right thing at the right time, Eminem explained in an interview with Complex magazine. He says he has to finish his album and then jump into something like acting. I don't know if there's a movie where I want to be in every single scene again, but something, yeah, it was. I don't want to be a rapper when I'm 40. And the next time we talk, it will be. I don't want to be a rapper when I'm 50. 60 is the cutoff. I can't be no 60-year-old rapper, son. Yeah, that's Eminem. Yeah, right. He already acted. I don't know how good he'll be as an actor, but if it's as good as he is as a singer, maybe it will. Anyway, when Jay-Z accepted an award during the American Music Awards, he made a comment, men lie, women lie, numbers don't, that many considered to be a subliminal shot at the head of G-Unit, 50 Cent. These two have gone back and forth sporadically since 50's How to Rob. Of course, 50 took offense to Jay's slick talk and finally commented on it while working in Paris over the Thanksgiving holiday. 50 says, when you say something as vague as men lie, women lie, numbers don't, how do you take that as disrespect? Because if we did look at the numbers, you'd see I did his whole career with my first two records. I did what he, Jay-Z, did in 15 years and 4 years, said 50. Well, it's unfortunate that Jay no longer partakes in direct diss records because this would definitely make one hell of a battle. Now, moving right along, socialite Teyana Taylor is the rule publicizing her makeup brand, Dope Lips. Sandra Rose says there's trouble with the business agreement between her and the founder, Monica. Apparently, Teyana was perpetrating like she was the brainchild behind the makeup line. And when Monica found out, words were exchanged. Now, according to the Twitter post, Dope Lips is no more. Teyana and Monica had a falling out. And Dope Lips is now at No More Drama, Please, because the owners of Dope Lips had a falling out. If you want at Dope Lips to come back, then talk to at Vicious Vixen and at Teyana Taylor. Get them to make up and be friends again, but I doubt you can. I wish at Havon, Teyana Taylor, and at Vicious Vixen would work it out, but I don't see it happening. Maybe you guys can convince them. Now, people have always wondered what Teyana's claim to fame was after Sweet 16. What else does she do other than walk red carpets? Okay, moving right along. Baby boy actor Ving Rhames is the newest celebrity to get hit by the IRS. Word on the street is that Ving Rhames owes about $500,000 to Uncle Sam. Now, according to TMZ, documents filed in L.A. Superior Court claim that Ving owes $491,588.06, to be exact. He better start filming a new movie soon, or he'll be the next star to have his house foreclosed on. This debt is definitely guns in that butter. But on a happier note, Khalees has signed a new deal with Interscope Records, and she'll release a CD through Will.i.am's Interscope-affiliated music group label. Khalees announced the deal in a statement saying, I love that I am now a new part of the Interscope family. 2010 is around the corner, and I can't wait to put out new music and spend time with real music fans and on tour again. Khalees has been logging studio time with producers like Free School, Burns, DJ Ammo, Boys Noize, and of course, Will I Am. There's no release date for the album at this point. I don't know if I should say album. CD. I'll say CD because no one makes albums anymore. But it should drop sometime in 2010. Now, nominations for the 52nd Annual Grammy Awards were announced, and Beyonce led the pack with nods in 10 categories, including Album of the Year for I Am Sasha Fierce, Song of the Year for Single Ladies, Put a Ring on It, and Record of the Year for Halo. Running a close second in the Grammy nominations is Taylor Swift, who's up for 8 awards, including Album of the Year for Fearless and both Song and Record of the Year for You Belong With Me. Lady Gaga picked up 5 Grammy nominations, including Best Album for The Fame and Record and Song of the Year for Poker Face. The Black Eyed Peas, Kanye West, and Maxwell each received 6 nominations. Jay-Z and DJ David Guetta got 5 apiece. Nominations in the top categories are listed. Go to Grammy.com for the complete list. The 52nd Annual Grammy Awards will air live on CBS on January 31st. Well, that's nice. Now for some serious drama, sports drama. I mean, this is like, I've been like hinting this stuff for like months. But now it is officially out, so now I'm going to, like, let everybody know. But I knew about this way in advance. Wizards guard Gilbert Arenas has moved out of the house that he's been sharing with his fiancée, Laura Govan. Rumor has it Govan has been cheating on Arenas with Cleveland Cavalier Shaquille O'Neal, who was, up until very recently, facing divorce papers being served by his wife. Poor Gilbert allegedly had absolutely no idea about what was going on with Govan and O'Neal. His 8-month pregnant fiance had been hiding his affair, this affair, for months. He is also said to be having a paternity test done for the 2 children that they already have, as well as one that's coming next month. The NBA has reportedly been pressing the 2 athletes to downplay the issues that they have with one another. When the 2 teams went head-to-head, Shaq wasn't even in the arena, claiming that he had an injury. Usually, regardless of the injury, you could see Shaq on the sidelines. But he hasn't even been updating his Twitter outside of general information. This is crazy. I mean, this is like major, 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 major problems. He and his wife, you know, Shaq, and his wife Shawnee decided to work on their marriage earlier this year after being separated for like a few months. But however, after news broke that Shaq's cheating again, and this time with one of her good friends, Shawnee decided that enough is enough and has filed for divorce in California, arguing that she never officially made Florida her residence. Now, you know, California is the 50th spousal support state. If things go her way, she and their children will be beyond financially set. I mean, I do not get it. But here's a record dedicated to all of those that love to cheat.
If I could forget him, I would. Please believe me, and I know that I should throw the towel in, but baby, it's not that easy. Hey, you treat me so much better than him, and if I was sane, there'd be no competition, but I'm in love with someone else, and I'm so sorry. Hey, I'm in love with another man, and I know it ain't right. Hey, you should go and find someone else who can treat you right, give you the world, someone who understands the man you are. 'Cause baby, you shine so bright, and I would just dim your star. A girl who treats you like you treat them. Boy, I know there's plenty women who would love to have a man like you. But I'm in love with someone else. I'm so sorry, baby. Hey, I know I ain't right. No, 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 no. But what I did to you, baby. Baby, I just don't want to, 'cause he ain't no doctor, and we always seem to fight. He got the perfect body, and sometimes he don't even treat me right. Oh, but when I'm with him, but when
people could just be real and speak to their loved ones and let them know how they feel, then you won't have all of this cheating going on. But I'm telling you, these long-term marriages just don't seem to last like they did when we were growing up with our parents and our grandparents. Men have so many choices now, and long-distance relationships just don't work sometimes. So it's all about communication and keeping it fresh. And, hey, I just don't know, boy. You just got to do what you got to do. Sometimes you just got to fly like a bird. Anyway, tune in every Thursday at 6:30. If you have what it takes to be a singer, an actress, or a model, and you want to be on our television program, Celebrity Showcase, which airs every Wednesday on Time Warner, please give us a call at 347-989-0761 every Thursday at 6:30, or you can tune into futurenetworkproductions.com. Until next week, I love you. Bye-bye.
Joy comes in the morning. Trust him.
Somehow I know that there's a place. said he'll never forsake you or leave you alone. Trust him.
Just see.